Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn with you here, and a lot of things going on with the NFL right now. And joining us to talk about all of it, he's a writer at Fansided, NFL Spin Zone. You can find him at Bax, B-A-X, football guru. It's Russell Baxter. Russell, welcome to the show.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing good. So it's crazy times right now, and let's start with there's a report that's circulating right now revolving the NFL draft and the status of it being postponed possibly until May. What are your thoughts about the NFL postponing the draft?
Well, you know, I wasn't at the first draft in 1936, contrary to popular opinion. but I also remember when the NFL draft took place before it was on television. And in different forms. And, you know, given the environment right now and everything that's going on, it would make perfect sense. It could be a year where it's not the spectacular that it's been. And you know, that really kind of changed, you know, my first draft, as you and I talked about a few minutes ago, to be honest, was when it was still at the Marriott Marquis in the late 80s. Then, of course, it switched over to Madison Square Garden, more audience participation, and now it's morphed into almost like an NFL experience type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Chicago a couple years, Philadelphia, Dallas, Nashville, unbelievable last year. It would probably be something like no NFL experience and just conducting the draft business-wise either by email or telephone or conference call or however they want to do it, but I think the draft process would still take place. I'm sure fantasy football owners would get a big charge out of that.
Well, yeah, and it gives more people time to bet on what the picks are going to be. But here's the other thing, too, Russell, is when you think about that, okay, if they're going to get the draft and push it back, how much does it have to do with the complications now? Do you think, for example, college prospects that are looking to travel, scouts going out for pro days, like how much of this is necessary just for the normal structure of NFL life, if you will?
Well, listen, everything is in flux right now. You know, traveling, which has nothing to do with the NFL draft, is an issue right now. Well, you know, obviously all over the world. So I think that's why the NFL now, you know, we are, you know, just under 6 weeks away from the actual draft. I think they are taking everything into account about how to do this the best way possible and still do it where, you know, you get to see players. Obviously, they were still, you know, we did have the combine. Obviously, you do have tape, you know, from their college careers. You know, the one process that you might not get, it could be the pro days and the individual interviews and so on. But it would, you know, for lack of a better word, it would almost be like old school draft back in the day. You know, like I said, before television, before the extravaganza that it's become. But at the same time, I think with a happy medium. And of course, none of us really knows what's going to go on here health-wise and so on over the next couple of weeks or couple of months. as far as, but how this virus is going to change, evolve, get better, get worse. You know, there's so many variables, and I think the NFL just wants to be very, very careful that, A, no one's being put in harm's way. B, they still are able to do their jobs as effectively as possible, and I think they're going to probably take their time. And there's also reports out there that I'm sure you have seen that you know, we could have the delay of free agency as well. You know, yeah. Monday is supposed to be the quote-unquote legal tampering. I mean, it's shades of George Carlin, jumbo shrimp, okay? But that could wind up being delayed as well. So, I don't have to tell you what's going on in the world right now is changing on a daily, hourly basis. Just everyday life for us who have, are not professional athletes or not professional football players and have nothing to do with sports other than just covering and so on. And everybody's lives are being altered right now with what's going on. So I think the NFL wants to be very, very diligent about this. And of course, as you know, they're right in the middle of, the CBA negotiations and the players vote and so on. So, it's almost like the perfect storm in terms of all these things happening at the same time. And yet, also having to deal with this incredible health crisis as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, how chaotic do you think it has to be for the fact that they have the CBA up in the air, the free agency could be moved possibly, and the draft? I mean, like, what do you do with somebody who's in a front office?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's we're dealing with something that unprecedented here, okay? And I don't want to say that if the NFL draft process has to take a back seat, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's going to have to be some alterations and changes here, okay? If they want to do this, I mean, I don't think we're going to get to the point that the NFL season is going to be delayed, okay?
Yeah.
But the NFL process of it's very, very ironic. I mean, obviously, the NFL and the NFLPA have been very diligent about getting a new contract. And wanting to avoid what happened 9 years ago, okay, mm-hmm. With the lockout. And now, for totally unforeseen reasons, we're going to see an alteration. We're already seeing an alteration in the offseason of the NFL for 2020.
So we're talking with Russell Baxter, who is a writer at FanSided, NFL Spin Zone. You can find him at Bax, B-A-X, Football Guru. So, Russell, let's say the free agency actually happens on time, and the legal tampering starts in just a couple of days here. Now, if that's the case, how different is the process, really? How much are things held up if players can't travel? Because to me, just being on the outside, it feels like we don't have those travel tours like we used to, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, listen, it sounds like, we're soon going to know who all the franchise players is. And then last count, I think we have five. But Brandon Scherf, the Redskins guard, was the last one to get that. Justin Simmons, as you've seen. There's some other names out there that haven't been made official yet and so on. So I don't know. I mean, Skype? Okay, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that.
No, seriously,
if you can't interview a player in person, okay, maybe there's other processes, or maybe you rely on your scouts and you rely on film and you rely on a lot of different things other than just the personal interview. And maybe the personal interview comes a little later. I know, and maybe that's why they're thinking of delaying this whole thing until they can sort out, can travel become normal again, all that. Like I said, it's such a strange, and strange is the wrong word, because there's obviously more important things in life than, what's going on in the National Football League. But again, it's unprecedented what we're seeing in sports all over. And, fortunately for the National Football League, it's not affecting their playing time right now. Obviously the NHL and the NBA and NCAA tournament, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have to do the litany of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but preparing for the NFL season this year, is already going to be drastically different. You can just see it because even if they do things on time, there are going to be other things, like you mentioned, like travel, that are going to affect the process.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing, and real quick last question for you, because as all of this other stuff is going on with the free agency and the draft and all of these leagues being suspended and stuff, the CBA issue has been lingering in the background, and the vote, the deadline was midnight. So with that being the case, just because I've been so removed from all of this, what exactly is in the vote? Like, what are the actual guts of the CBA that's been voted on, yes or no?
Well, I mean, we get bits and pieces of it and so on. Obviously, the 17-game schedule is something that's looming, which would mean three preseason games. The drug testing ramifications, which have also been mentioned as well. The thing I'd really be the most curious about, because I haven't seen it definitively yet, is if you remember in 2011, after the players signed it, it was almost as if many of them didn't realize the power that Roger Goodell had in terms of discipline.
Yeah.
Okay. That seems like a new deal that's been altered somewhat. But that's to me is the most important part, is making sure both parties understand exactly what is in that agreement, because you almost got the sense after it was all said and done that some people didn't, and he can do this, he can do that, et cetera, et cetera. That was kind of disappointing, given the fact. And I think that's also why the NFL got way ahead of it this time around instead of last minute. And I don't know about you, Vince, this to me has been very noticeable. If you remember during the lockout, last 9 years ago, if the NFLPA said it was light out, the NFL said it was dark out. If the NFL said it was snowing, the NFLPA said it was raining.
Yeah.
Okay. The back and forth, the almost pettiness that went on between the two parties, okay, Smith and Goodell.
Yeah.
It was almost somewhat embarrassing. You haven't really seen that, have you? It's been handled, for lack of a better word, a lot more professional, because I think they realized what the ramifications were 9 years ago, that even though they got the season basically started on time, it left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Yeah, and it's a long-term agreement that you make, so you got to be careful about these things. And I'm glad we were able to talk about this and everything that's going on with the NFL. Russell Baxter, writer at Fansided, NFL Spin Zone. You can find him at Bax, B-A-X, football guru. Russell, thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Hey, stay safe, my friend.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.